The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. Now we go, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality Podcast. It's Justine.
And Geneva. Hey, friends. Checking in on Bravo. Robin,
I got a lot of
business.
Oh,
so that I mean, bitch. Should we start there? All right, let me just say this before we get into all of it. Nothing is like Miami on television right now. It's just so fucking good. We'll get into it. I just have to start there because
it's so good.
There's nothing like it. It's flawless. Flawless season. Like one of the best seasons we've seen of Housewives, I think. Arguably.
Love those glasses you're wearing.
Well, thanks.
Are they new?
They are new. Warby Parker, not to plug.
Nice.
You know, you've seen those.
Yeah,
ads.
Yeah.
Glasses. So that's where I went.
They're cute.
Thanks.
Wow. I'm turned on.
Oh, all right. You're a glasses person. That goes in line with your older lady vibe. I mean, older men vibes, you know? You're like old, senile and without sight. All right.
So I don't know how much you listen to of the Robin. I think this is really showing the downfall of Housewives. She claims that Juan had a side piece during the pandemic because he was bored, this, that, and the other. His name was signed off on at a casino for a hotel room that this girl said that she was coming to see a Ravens football player, which is bullshit, I'm sure. And that her credit card got declined for the second night. So she called Juan and Juan had to come get it. And Juan came and told her that he had to leave. And he asked a friend to come entertain her and he didn't spend any time with her. And that's why his name is on a hotel receipt for her.
It sounds normal.
These are my things. I'm not mad either. These are my things about Robin. I should have wrote them all down, but I think after hearing the phone call with Robin, it sounded like an abusive situation there. I feel like maybe Robin would have had a good chance to be real with everyone for the first time and have a real storyline if she would come out. But he's kind of abusive, cheating on her, and she's still covering for him till this day.
Yeah.
But then you also, I hate Robin, and maybe she's in on it, and maybe they have a deal, and maybe she has a relationship. Maybe she's got a girlfriend or something. Maybe she's got a boyfriend. Who knows what the deal is? Or maybe it's financial, but it's either one or the other. It's just...
Yeah, I like, to me, it's more about... You chose to make your storyline this season about your fucking trash wedding. Right. That's her storyline. Me and Juan are getting married. Oh, the family feels the type of way. It's secretive, whatever. Meanwhile, underneath it all, you have all this shit of him continuing to be a trash person. You know, right? No respect for you. Continuing to cheat, whether you have an agreement or not. Don't force us to watch this farce of a wedding bullshit.
And why is she still covering up for him?
It comes across as like behavior.
Abused. Like she's.
Like, there's no one better in the world all than this Juan time? Dixon. It's not fucking Brad Pitt. You know what I mean? Like, we're not even, it's just like, this is an average ass dude who you have been with for far too long, who is playing you to the end. And you're sitting
wasting
here
your life,
having another wedding.
Your whole life.
It's so stupid. It's extremely frustrating to me. I saw somebody put up like, you know, we've been sitting around with Robin for 6 years on this show.
Right.
Waiting for her to pay off. And now this shit happens off screen and she's still not owning up to it. I'm done with her. And I was like, I feel you.
I think if they're in on it and she's still covering his ass, there's who knows what the situation is. But that phone call, he's screaming at her. She's putting the phone. It just, she's nuts. And you could tell right then and there that he was guilty.
A cot dog barks the loudest.
Yeah.
As I say, like if you're Tyler
would hang up
phone,
on me, probably.
Right. Like, he'd be like, shut the fuck up. What are you talking about? I just, I, there's,
She should be fired. And she should learn her lesson. Because and I think Giselle should be fired too. Because Giselle knew.
I was just gonna say. I've fully turned on both of them. I saw a clip for the reunion where I was like, you know what? I am Team Chris. He's like yelling at Giselle, like, what the fuck, man? You ruined my life. Businesses.
Seriously.
Like, it's a serious accusation. And
it could have ruined their relationship. What if all for Juan?
Storyline. Yeah, it's crazy.
All the cover up for Juan Dixon, and you're trying to hurt other people's relationships. People are stemming back that Monique was saying they were doing this, and I can't remember anything from Monique. So
no, I can't either.
I think it ruins Housewives. I think Andy should be really strict on what he does moving forward with this. I think Ashley's in on it too. I think Ashley's storylines are all bullshit.
Yeah, Ashley is. So to talk about this episode, like Ashley, when she hears it was funny, right? But this is a perfect example why Ashley kind of sucks, which is like they tell her the like vagina, whatever. We saw each other's vaginas. We bumped vaginas. She can't wait to tell every single person she can and just spread the flame. And like she has that tendency to just try to blow up everybody's spot anytime she gets a chance. Meanwhile, people say shit to her. She's offended and like, you mean
right.
So it's like Ashley's very messy. So and her Candace, acting. Like, yeah, it's full of it.
Her acting about Michael dating someone else, like, I didn't know Michael's dating.
Right.
Her whole life is a lie. It's been a lie since the day we met her.
Totally. I did like, though, when her and Mia showed up in the same outfit, she was like, hoes see hoes, hoes see hoes. I was like, I love that.
Where did they get that?
I don't know. I really didn't even like it.
And Mia's, I think it's ugly as hell. Mia is so, she's really a great housewife. So you don't need all this hubbub. Just be yourself. They don't need all these storylines. If they would just go out and have fun, the storylines would create themselves. I don't believe in the whole storyline bullshit.
I don't either.
Because
I loved the montage of them eating like lobster, lobster and steak in the strip club. Give me that all day. I don't need anything else.
Robin trying on wedding gowns. I could chuck a golf club through my TV. It made me angry.
I've felt more emotionally invested in Love After Lockup weddings than watching Robin try on wedding dresses. Like I could give.
I hate Juan. I hate her. I can't.
Me too.
She's going to ruin the seat. She can't come back.
No.
After what she's done, they should be pissed. She lies about everything. Then she goes and spills all this information on her stupid Patreon after they end the reunion. If I was Andy Cohen, crazy. I would drop in and knock on her door and cuss her out. I can't look at her. I can't stand her. I can't stand Giselle. I never thought.
I know.
She's a liar. And for them to want to be so mean-spirited to ruin someone else's life for a stupid TV show is
sick.
Shit's
crumbling. I know. It really is sick. I mean, even like, I don't know where I land with the Charisse Karen beef, but as I've said, where there's smoke, there's fire. I mean, Charisse just says fucked up shit. She's known for somebody who gets drunk and will fuck any dick. That's her reputation. That's wild.
I'm shocked.
But like, everybody was sitting there like, we've all heard this.
I mean,
which means
I can't
some part of it is free.
Fathom
she didn't
it.
Have her license. Does that mean that Karen
what
like
happened
got
there? Right.
And got her license taken? That's what I was wondering.
I don't know if she's disabled somewhere. That's what I was right. Giselle kind of dropped it in there. Like
and then she was driving around with her driver, fucking around with her driver, and then allegedly it's like, oh my god, you guys are
she
just
Howard Stern and Ronnie the limo driver, but she has a driver?
I mean, what grown
you're in
woman
Potomac.
Is this,
people
like,
drive
this horny for like random dick. Like I don't,
know
that doesn't seem fine. But again, they all like it. To no one was that a shock when she said that. I would
fucking
been like,
the worker in the bathroom or something.
It's wild. I gotta say, Charisse is like there's something like I have no.
She's kind of growing on me. I know
she's growing on me a little bit. The way that she is wants to fuck Karen up.
She is really. She's really coming in a blaze. She's been sitting at home on the sidelines and she's got her turn.
And you couldn't even like the way she was eating that lobster too. You couldn't take that plate away.
She snatched that lobster. I need to sit at a proper table if I'm eating steak and lobster. I can't sit at a table that's lower than me.
That looks like a 2-foot by 4-foot strip club. That shit was tiny as hell. I couldn't decide. Are they in a VIP room or is that like the whole strip club?
That was crazy. And
I will say this, Giselle looked the best she's looked in that purple.
She looked pretty. Wore to the, yeah, she looked good.
Like, sometimes it's just like simpler is better, Giselle. You don't need to dress like you're a 5-year-old Barbie doll. Yeah.
Her body looked really good. Her stomach looked flat. I'm like, oh my God, she looks great. I would see you picture someone when they're describing Karen, you're thinking it's someone like Mia who would be a hooch like that.
Oh, I mean, she is, but in a different way, right? Like,
right.
It's more like co-signed
renting out
her husband.
Her
and Wendy, I just like that's hard to believe for me. Like Wendy, I don't get like female
Wendy,
vibes.
I think is drunk, I guess. But...
Yeah, maybe. Hilarious.
Vaginas, God.
This is a crazy. This season is like it picked up at the end. It's just getting wacky now. Where I'm just like, we're at a strip club, Steak and Lobster, talking about Karen running around town. It's just like, what's happening?
And Karen should be there. Karen is an integral part of the show. She should not be able to be invited.
Right.
And Robin's so dumb. She just hates Wendy because Wendy probably knows that she's a bullshitter and she's just trying to protect her storyline. There's more to it than that. What did they ever do?
I don't know what's going on there.
I hate Robin. I hate her for she's ruining the show. And I'm sure this happens all the time, but we saw, you know, Mario and Ramona have to break up. We saw plenty of marriages where people had to face the music. You can't hide from us.
No. Yeah. We're the housewife is a marriage ruiner.
and if she was, you know, I don't think she's happy. She seems depressed. She seems obviously out of it half the time, drugged up on something, you know. Why don't you just be real? You would actually save your housewife's career. Now I hope she gets fired. She has to be fired.
I think what's annoying is like she's using this for personal, like she saved it for personal gain for the podcast.
Yeah.
You know? And that's like, I think that goes against the TV agreement. Like you're supposed to show this shit. We're watching you. We've watched you for 6 years in this trash environment. Like, come on.
And you're making up lies.
Yeah. Chris, next week's the finale.
He looked kind of. I don't find him cute, but he looked kind of hunky when he was like walking down the stairs to Candace. They're always eating outside. It's humid.
Yeah, they are. It's weird. I know. Anything else on Potomac?
No. It was a fun episode. I feel like it's a lost season.
Yeah, a little bit. It is kind of. Still good. Like there are moments where I was just like this last episode, I was cracking up, but I think
Karen needs to be involved.
Yeah. There's a little bit lack of like a central, like thorough thread.
They're all jealous of Karen. So they're happy to X her out. She wasn't in the whole episode except for her dumb candles. I mean, that's not acceptable.
Taking a picture with a check. It's like, come on. I can't with this.
And the four wick candles at Christmas time. No one cares about your dumb candles.
All right, let's talk Miami. Listen, we didn't do Bravo last week. We had a lot going on, so skipped it. But I watched Miami. That second half where they were in the attorney. I mean, that was one of the all-time greatest chaotic scenes
it was
in Housewives
great.
I've ever seen. Never seen anything like that. It was phenomenal. I love when there's like, it's almost like Love After Lockup when there's like the people that are outside of the world who get exposed. Like that attorney was fucked. He had no idea what was going on. It was hilarious.
Por favor, when they're screaming por favor, I was dying.
Oh, I mean, that was good. I mean, even Nicole bringing that Amex and like throwing it on the guy's lap and now Alexia, like how pissed Alexia
is. She looked great in that dress too.
She did.
Nicole won the argument. I mean, I'm team Alexia. I'm brainwashed with Alexia like I am Teresa, but she did win the argument against and Larsa for some reason, but she did win. Larsa couldn't say anything but whatever that whole fight.
I know, it was great. I think like what I did like though is that Alexia, like this episode, Alexia is just like, when she's like, I mean, how did you not know you were supposed to apologize? Like you have to come apologize. How did you not know? And she's just like, I didn't think you were offended. Like just how disconnected they were. And Alexia's just like, the fuck? That was hilarious.
And Alexia won't apologize for real legitimate things she does to people and hurt their relationship.
I mean, the gringo dinner. I mean, listen, husband should never get involved, but I thought that was hilarious.
I loved it.
Todd immediately running hot as hell.
That's the right husband. I'm into
Nicole's
it.
Nicole's husband. I mean, he's like, what man sends fucking flowers and chocolates to another man? What's wrong with you? It was so good.
people on Twitter are team Nicole and Anthony, but I'm again Alexia and Todd. I can't help but love them.
I know. I was the opposite. This is what is it called? Birds of a flock fly together,
yeah,
or whatever.
Birds of a feather flock together. Yeah.
Thank you. There we go. Close. But I feel like Alexia and Todd, like, I get people are like, oh, they're both horrible the same.
They're nuts.
Like, they're great. I love them. He's immediately defending the fuck out of her. He doesn't even know what happened. And same with Nicole and her husband, Anthony. He's going in too. I mean, that was hilarious.
Anthony seems like a douche. I love Todd. I don't know why. Anthony and Nicole come across, they're accomplished. They are legitimate people, but they come across.
You can be accomplished and be a douchebag.
Right.
You know,
just
kind of. And that's how he came across.
Nicole is great to have. She's necessary, but she's not who I'm loving.
No.
I don't know why.
You should not throw a credit card at a non-stripper. Like, to Alexia's point, that is rude to just bamboozle the entire thing and go nuts.
I wish it was cash.
And
yeah.
When she has a fucking attorney at home, she knows, like, to Alexia's point, you know what defamation of character is. What are
right,
we doing
right.
here? This is a show. Yeah, I thought.
And then
I
Frankie up at the top with his, like, doing the hand gesture.
Oh,
poor Frankie.
Poor Frankie.
He hears a lot of yelling.
I don't think Frankie's getting a job. I'm like, he doesn't seem anywhere close to ready to cut the cord.
I think they just need to save some money and make sure he always has someone just guiding him through life. And that's nice.
Yeah, I know.
Why do you, I don't think he should be in a fucking Uber alone. I don't agree with that.
I'm scared. And then he's like, mommy. It's like, oh my God, I can't.
I don't think he should be. Because you don't know who the Uber driver is, and people take advantage of people. If he needs a blue eyes.
I mean,
it's
even
a consistent
Alexia said, like,
driver. I don't.
I want to protect him so much. I overprotected him, which is 100% what happened, right? But it's like,
yeah.
How do you, if you go through that as a mother, how is that not what you do?
How do you know? Not like, overprotect? What
right? Especially when it's a car accident. Like, I mean, yeah. She needs like therapy or something to move through that. I would hope that she's done that, but it's like. Just the whole situation is like, I get it. I get why she's so protective. And he's the sweetest little thing.
He is.
Like, you don't want him out in the world by himself.
And I hate how they keep saying, your mom's not going to be around. Your mom's going to die. Stop saying that to him.
I want
to
be like, does he understand death? Like,
I don't think she's going anywhere for 40 years. Give him a break.
Yeah, I know.
He might be walking into New York City. An air conditioner falls on his head. He might go first. You don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop spooking him. I don't like that shit.
Yeah, I know.
Let Frankie ride around with his mom. And I don't know.
Yeah.
Ubers are, I'm surprised more weird shit doesn't happen in Ubers.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it does, but yeah. I just have to say it again because I can't stand it every episode. Nicole in that goddamn pink interview dress. Just like, can we get another interview look? Is that the only one she wears?
Like a bathing suit. Yeah.
I hate it. And every time she's like, we have to be good friends for everyone because we're all like, so we really have to step up. It's like your tit is distracting me with this like pink, like piece of fabric.
And she does look so good all the time. Yeah.
Even
I didn't know that gringo is such a positive term, but I guess you grew up here. I always get nervous.
I don't think
I would never go around calling people a gringo. I didn't know that that's such a like a love term, but they say it is.
I think it's a term of endearment if you're like
Hispanic,
Latino, and you like white people.
Okay.
You know, my dad will always say, like, if we go to a Asian restaurant, they'll like sit us with the white people. And he's always like, God, we're in the gringo area. You know, like my dad will use gringo all the time, but like negatively. Like,
no, it makes sense. I never really. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just people. Yeah. It's like growing up in New York when they say Guido, like I never would say Guido. It sounds like it's like a, I guess if you're Italian, you say it right. They're just like kept saying it over and over.
I know they really did.
God. I loved it. The food looked good. Marisol not eating makes me uncomfortable.
Drives me nuts.
I don't want to hear about it.
I don't either. I don't want you to go to a fat doctor, Marisol. You have no fat you have nothing left. Also, what is this backdoor? If I go into a doctor's office and they hand me a beverage in a red cup, I'm leaving.
Is it Kim Zolciak? Like,
sorry.
And should you be drinking alcohol while you're getting medical procedures?
I mean, and the fact that he knows what Marisol's drink is. Like, oh, Marisol, here's yours. Extra stiff. It's like, Marisol
stiff.
Just hanging out here?
She's
what's
just
going
the
on?
Town drunk with money.
She definitely is the town drunk at this point. She doesn't eat. She just wanders around drinking. That's like her
vibe. Just letting people inject shit in you that you don't even ask what it is. I believe that. She's really numbing herself from her mom dying.
Yeah. Nobody that is not qualified is injecting of anything into my ass.
It's got to be that Ozempic shit that's going on.
Oh, 100% it is. 100%. I'm looking at everybody now who's lost weight. Like, are you on that? you can't trust anybody.
Kyla Richards is going to, she looks like a different person. I liked her a little bit.
Mindy Kaling also looks completely different.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if you've seen her.
I know. Weird. I hate myself for thinking how good she looks.
I know, but she's definitely on that drug for sure.
People are going after Mindy Kaling. Her body looks completely different.
You know who else I think is? Dorothy Wang. I started following her after Bling Empire New York. She's way thinner than she was on the show. Like,
God, isn't it nuts?
Too. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Anything else on Miami?
Lenny, the conversation with Lenny saying that he's going to kick her out, and she's either playing a game. I think she's in shock, and she'll probably look back at these conversations she's having with him and be like, I'm surprised I was that nice, but she's obviously still in shock. And I think he could even get her back at this point. Right now, but in these episodes, it's really sick.
It is
the fact that she'd sleep with him too. It's sad.
He's just in the biggest position of power and manipulating the fuck out of her. And like with the prenup and everything else they've done, like she's in that position, but it's hard. Like she is looking really thin. You can tell she's all fucked up over it. And he's calmly laying on bed. Like what the fuck?
Like you need money,
psycho. You know what I mean?
Coming in the house, like it's no biggie. I loved her teddy bear shirt she was wearing or something. She's so cute.
She is cute. Yeah.
And then she needs to stop, and she needs to stop interacting with him and just talk to a lawyer. But when she's in this, see, I think they're in a similar situation than Juan, but she just Juan has Lenny tendencies to me. That's why I'm pissed at Robin
as calculating. And like,
if he had as much money or right. But it's on the same kind of
ducks in the row.
Yeah. Kind of dumber.
Yes, exactly. And like there's a
but if he could be Lenny, but it's the same type of situation where Robin's still screwing the guy that treats her like garbage over and over.
Right.
Because Lisa would still be with him. That's the saddest part.
I know. You could see it in her face when they're at that the club or whatever, and Larsa asked her. It's like, ugh.
Yeah. So there's probably a lot of other women he was screwing that she just looked past.
Yeah.
I mean, even when she said, like, you know, with the parties and the women and the hot women, like we weren't swingers. It's like, why do you need to say all of this surrounding your marriage?
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't be having hot girl parties. Like you're a married woman with children. What's going on here?
I don't know.
I like Larsa though, being there for her. It's sweet. If Larsa leaves this show, I'm going to flip out.
Oh no, she can't. Did you notice the flashback of when she was like, you know, when Scotty and I got divorced, and it's like the 2011 footage of her and Dorian was like, who is that? I was like, that's Larsa. He's like, what? I was like, that's Larsa. Like, she looked like a different human being. I don't even remember that person. Unbelievable. Oh, it's wild. All right. That's Miami. Okay. What a season, though. It's just so good. We talked
about
the restaurant
scene was awesome. Alexia going screaming at just fighting with Anthony. Why doesn't Nicole start snapping back? She's got to enter. That restaurant scene when they apologize to each other, though, and she goes, I'm a Latina professional and I'm pretty. So it's really hard when she said that. Like,
you don't say you're pretty.
Like, I'm a Latina woman and I'm pretty. It's like, what the fuck? Why does that have anything
so
to do with
it? So if you were fucking busted, it would be easier to get through life.
But she said it was such like she truly believes it. It's hilarious. Oh, it's wild.
That was hilarious.
We talked about this in maybe Extreme Sisters, but we got the screeners for Jersey, Summer House, Vanderpump. So far I've only watched Jersey, but we're in for a fucking treat, guys. It's gonna be a great season.
It's interesting Teresa's that you haven't watched Summer House yet.
I know
it just means you don't really care. I mean, subliminally,
this is what's annoying to me. I can't watch on my TV. It doesn't like the airplay
ones, right,
so I have to watch on my computer or my phone. So it's like it's just I'm less.
You're a TV watcher.
I'm a TV watcher. Yeah.
It's going to be a good season of Summer House.
Oh, I'm looking forward
I got
to
a lot of issues with it, though. They
All
are
right,
really
we'll get into it.
It should Save be it. Good in a different way. Yeah. Oh, man, I'm bursting at the seams.
Yeah. Jersey, Teresa's tanner than ever, more unhinged than
Teresa
ever.
Teresa looks like an alien.
I mean, between her and Louis, between the red and the tan, it's like
it's insane. I'm visually tanning from them. They're like a tanning bed through the screen.
Wild. All right, guys. We'll be back. We're gonna check in on Love Island coming up soon. If you haven't started that, Hulu, Love Island UK, and we'll be back before you know it. We love you.
Sending love from Bambi.
Bams.